Good morning, Fraser Lands Church, and Merry Christmas to you all. I think being able to see just all the different elements and all the different people involved in all of our Christmas services has been a delight to see just everyone find their unique way and use their talents to be able to praise him is that even in and of itself is a beautiful thing to see. And I think in our hearts, it causes us to be able to praise him all the more. I'm glad that all of you on this Christmas day were able to make it to this service. My own kids were we're eager to be able to wake up. I have a photo of them here. I'll just put them up right now. I'll fix that. So these were gifts that their grandma bought them, but they got to choose the gifts themselves, so they didn't have to unwrap it. They're not, I had to force Sophie to smile a little bit, and Zach, I tried, and it was really hard. And the only reason why they didn't show like they were super happy was they just woke up. And they're very, very cranky when they wake up from their naps. So so if you do have your headphones set, for those of you who are listening in Mandarin and in Cantonese, you can turn those on and you can begin to listen now. Let's pray before we begin. Heavenly Father God, today is a good day. Today is a day where we come together to celebrate a good thing, a holy thing that was done in your Son choosing to descend from heaven, to come to earth in human form, to be with the people whom you love, to show the ultimate symbol of love, to be with us, and to know that, as the story goes, that he would die for us so that we could have new life, so that we can be made new once again. Lord God, we thank you for that sacrifice, and we thank you for the life of Jesus, who we begin to celebrate once again in this new in this season. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise your name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we take our scripture, sermon, and I promise it will be short, because I know that a lot of the kids are there. Even my kids are being pretty antsy already, and I trust that we will be able to get all of you out to be able to celebrate the rest of your Christmas day very, very quickly. But I do take it this short sharing from Matthew chapter 1 and also Luke chapter 2. A baby can change people in so many different ways. And maybe some of you, like me, have experienced this before. I'm going to put up a picture of my... This is 5 years and 2 days ago. Okay. I remember holding Zach for the very first time. He was so tiny, barely 4 pounds. I have no idea what that kilogram calculation is, but 4 pounds. Not even big enough to feed on his own. Yet, Zach there, he had this power to change my life. Now, I don't mean being changed into a father, because I didn't really have a choice with that. But I'm talking about the change that happened because I was willing to allow this baby to affect me. But really, it was God affecting me through my own newborn son. In that moment, in the midst of all the fear and all the of all the fear of all the painful and bad things that could happen to either of my children, I looked at my son and I felt God's peace. That peace melted away the fear of not being in control, and that even that fear of being of possibly being a failure. It's no wonder that the part of the story of the birth of Jesus Christ I relate with the most is the change that happened to Joseph in the midst of such extraordinary circumstances. As described in the first chapter of Matthew, Joseph was doing the best that he can to cope with the strange events that have occurred. Being what I consider a typical guy move, he had his plan, which was which in his thinking was the best compromise for all. Jesus didn't expect, though, an encounter with an angel. And that angel addressed Joseph's biggest issue, which in his, you know, when that issue that many of us face, including myself, and that is the issue of fear. "Do not be afraid," said the angel, "because the baby that is safe in Mary's womb is the Savior of the world." Joseph's encounter with this baby changed him. The fear was overcome by faith in what God was doing. That is how Joseph came to adore that infant Jesus, that newborn Jesus, letting his fear be overcome by Emmanuel, the God of Joseph. And so are you, as I am, like Joseph, full of fear. Maybe you are feeling that fear now today. Yet when you meet this baby, fear gives way to faith and peace and a willingness to serve. So let us take a brief look at how others were changed by their encounters with this newborn, this child as well. In Luke chapter 2, all of the people that the angel of the Lord could have announced the birth of Jesus, the Savior of the world, to, the angel announces the good news to a group of lowly shepherds. A shepherd. It's a profession that would have likely been forgotten in the history if not for this specific encounter. The angel of the Lord tells them, "Do not be afraid." And we've heard that before. And then proceeds to tell the good news of the birth of Emmanuel. At once, the shepherds drop what they're doing. They rush quickly as they can to find that baby. And once they encounter Emmanuel, God with the shepherds, they too are changed. They're driven to adore this baby in a very unshepherd-like way. Instead of keeping quiet, instead of minding their own business as shepherds normally would do, at the top of their lungs, they praise God in a way that no one around them could ignore. Perhaps are you like a shepherd today, lonely, feel forgotten at times. God has not forgotten you. He has sent his son for you. So let your voice be opened. Let that be your change. Let your voice be opened to adore him. As described in Matthew chapter 2, the Magi, who were foreigners, traveling a long way from their comforts of home, even following a prophecy and a star, perhaps even at the risk of their very lives, for a slim chance that they might see something that could change everything, the King of Kings being born. Even at that slim chance, it led them to change their direction. Away from everything else, through the unknown, to the Emmanuel, God with the Magi. These wise men from the East, without hesitation, adored the baby. They bowed before this baby in worship. These wise men adorned in beautiful things, yet they bowed to this baby in a manger. Are you, perhaps, like the Magi, wanderers in life, always feeling like a foreigner? God led you from far away. God can change your path. And as he changes your path, he leads you to his son. And lastly, I promised that this was going to be short. Lastly, perhaps the experience of Mary captures your heart today. All of these other people had their transformational encounters with this newborn king. And Mary is there to witness it all. This baby she just gave birth to is going to be shared to the entire world in a way that she could not comprehend. I don't think anyone could comprehend that. Instead of being overwhelmed by the complexity of all that has happened, her encounter with Emmanuel, God with Mary, as she treasured that moment, she knew she was deeply loved by God and deeply adored her son. She was deeply loved by God in that moment and she deeply adored her son. So you've been shown by the scriptures, or shown from the scriptures, how Joseph, the shepherds, the Magi, and Mary were changed by this Emmanuel, this Christ, God with you and me, God with us. On this day, here's a question to each and every one of you. How are you being changed by your encounter with this baby, this newborn baby lying in a manger, who is the savior of the world? And as you're changed by him, as you let him change you, in what special way will you adore him today? What special way will you adore him today yourself? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father God, precious Jesus Christ, today, as we reflect and as we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, let us come before that manger and let our hearts be open as we gaze upon your Son. That we recognize and that we let your Son dwell in our hearts. And let our hearts be changed. Let his holiness, let his goodness, let his peace speak and touch our hearts. And may our hearts be led to adore and praise him, your Son. Thank you. Amen.